Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Cammie. How can I help you?
I can barely hear you.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Cammie. How can I help you?
Did you say Sammy?
Cammie.
Tammy. Okay. Tammy, my name is Lois Whitfield, and I just got a call from the fraud department from one of my credit cards saying that somebody has charged $54.97 for a total value home store or home something in Florida. And I live in the farthest northwest corner of the United States and have never been to Florida. So, but she said I need to call you to check on something.
Okay, can I get your name and zip code, please?
The name is Lois Whitfield, 98244.
Okay, give me one moment.
Sure.
Okay, what'd you say the last name was?
Mine?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Whitfield. Whitfield.
Alrighty. Give me one moment. Let me get that pulled up for you. Alrighty. Can you verify the billing address that was charged to you, please?
Pardon me?
Can you verify the billing address that was charged to, please?
Give you the billing, my address?
Yes, ma'am, to verify the account for security purposes.
Yeah, okay. 6463 Rutsatz Road, Deming, Washington, 98244.
Okay, that does match what we have on file, and I do also see the charge on here. For the $54.97, it looks like it was for a store membership. So whenever you're accepting that Wi-Fi booster, ma'am, that was like a promotional gift, like an online tech store. This was explained in the terms and conditions.
I hope that you're kind of talking to yourself because I don't know what you're saying. I heard you say it was for membership.
Yes, ma'am. It's for like an online tech store membership. Whenever you were signing up to get the Wi-Fi booster, it was explained in the terms and conditions before you had put your card information.
I can't hear you.
Before you put your card information in, it was explained in the terms and conditions that you're signing up for this membership as it was a promotional gift, ma'am. That's why you're charged the $54.97.
But I have nothing to do with this. I didn't join anything.
Yes, ma'am. It was explained to you in the terms and conditions. Terms and
the
conditions.
What?
When you, it was explained in the terms and conditions when you accepted the Wi-Fi booster, ma'am.
I'm sorry. For some reason, and I have my hearing aids in, and I'm still not understanding what you're saying to me.
You were charged $54.97
for
an online membership, ma'am. It was explained in the terms and conditions before you put your card information in that was a promotional gift and you're signing up for the membership in order to receive that, ma'am.
Okay. This is Total Value Home something or other. I can't remember what the woman said. The one thing that I did sign up for and I tried to get out of it was Keranique hair products. Does this have anything to do with that?
I'm not sure, ma'am. We do customer support for a few different businesses. It doesn't sound super familiar, but it is possible.
Because I emailed them, and then I actually called them yesterday or 2 days ago to cancel any further orders. I did order something online that I paid for with that credit card, and part of the deal was they would then automatically start sending me stuff on a regular basis, but I called and canceled all that. And that's the and the person I talked to was in Florida, even though the company is in Georgia. But I thought that was all taken care of, and I don't know if this is related or not. How would I know?
I have no idea, ma'am. I got this canceled out and received no further charges. Did you help with anything else?
So I guess my best bet is just to cancel this card?
Yep.
No, ma'am. I've got the charge canceled, ma'am. It's not like a fraud thing, ma'am. You just missed the terms and conditions, ma'am. But it is canceled out now.
What is canceled out? The charges?
Yes, ma'am. The account has been canceled to receive no further charges.
So, if I understand sort of correctly, I don't have to be concerned anymore. I can continue with this card?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Oh, that's all I needed to know. Thank you. You have such a soft, gentle voice that I really missed 50% of what you said.
I apologize for that, ma'am.
Well, no need to apologize. It's very soothing versus the high-pitched teenager version. But, okay, if you're saying everything is taken care of, then I will just continue on.
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, received no further charges. Everything's been canceled out. Should be good to go, ma'am. Should be no more issues.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer service. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah. All right. Bye.